USA Radio News.
Firefighters are continuing to battle fires in Northern California, and just 1 month into the budget year, California has already spent more than one quarter of its annual fire budget. Yesterday, Governor Jerry Brown says this may be the new norm.
Fires are now a more part of our ordinary experience. The predictions that things would get drier and hotter are occurring.
There has been an unconfirmed sighting of missing Iowa jogger Molly Tibbetts in Kearney, Missouri. Police were notified, and the officers conducted a search in the area and spoke with the witnesses and reviewed any potential surveillance video. Tibbetts' mom said she was supposed to be at a wedding in the Dominican Republic this weekend, and the wedding meant the world to her.
I want to get that little girl and Dalton and Blake and Allie on a plane and, you know, go enjoy yourselves in the Dominican. I can't stand that these people are having a wedding and she's supposed to be the maid of honor.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
T-Mobile is online to launch its TV service this year. That's at least according to COO Mike Sievert. Sievert was also asked on Fox Business how President Trump cutting business regulations has helped T-Mobile.
Well, you know, the business is working in a good regulatory environment right now. And one thing that's really helping us is tax reform. You know, we were able to reiterate a long-term outstanding cash flow guidance of 46 to 48% over a multi-year period, in part due to the effects of tax reform. And in addition, this deal that we're announced with its $43 billion in potential synergies for our shareholders is also a beneficiary of tax reform.
Paul Manafort's tax evasion trial is in day three today. Jurors are expected to hear from his bookkeeper. Also expected to testify at some point is Rick Gates, Manafort's longtime deputy. Apple hit a $1 trillion market cap today, making the iPhone maker the first publicly traded company to reach that valuation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Pope Francis condemns the death penalty. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Pope says the death penalty is never justified, saying Thursday it's inadmissible in all cases and amounts to an attack on the dignity of the person, his declarations being added to the official statement of Catholic beliefs, which had, previous to this, allowed the death penalty in some cases. Pope Francis says the Church will now work to see that capital punishment is abolished around the world.
Ohio State University placed its head football coach, Urban Meyer, on paid administrative leave yesterday as it investigates whether he was aware of the domestic violence allegations against fired assistant coach Zach Brown. Courtney Brown is Zach Brown's wife, and she explains the abuse.
It was out of control to the point that he picked me up by my neck and threw me down on the ground in our bathroom and screamed at me, "Look what you turned me into."
Smith alleges he told Meyer about the abuse and he did nothing.
When somebody is crying out for help, I believe the coach, along with the coach's wife, have a duty. They have a duty to do something to help. I do believe he knew, and instead he chose to help the abuser, enable the abuser, and believe whatever stories Zach was telling everybody.
Meyer said in a statement he does agree with being on leave during the investigation and also looks forward to a resolution in this matter. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.